We're talking about inspiration, Deborah Tavares today, and Deborah has a number of issues that are really important. They're based on documentation. The documentation is at her website, stopthecrime.net. Thank you, and go ahead, Deborah.
Thank you, Joyce. Yes, we're talking about the Climate Action Plan, and I'm going to go over just a partial list of what will be required on every single home. The government is going to be involved in every aspect of your home. And some of the items are is that they're requiring smart meters be deployed upon every single home. Every home is to be retrofitted with Energy Star electric appliances. In our climate action plan and in the one that has already been approved in Santa Rosa, again, you can download that and look at what's in store for you in your town. They are eliminating all gas appliances and gas equipment. That includes gas lawnmowers. That also includes all gas equipment in building on construction sites. Everything is going to become electric. So why would that be? Well, of course, we know that technocracy created CO2 and global warming. And it was not the reason for the development of technocracy, which was a scheme scammed in the mid-1930s. They just didn't have the technology to create the technocracy. And what is that? It requires monitoring and measuring the distribution and rationing of energy resources. And the system must do the following things. It must register a continuous 24-hour per-day basis, the total net conversion of energy by means of registration of energy converted and consumed, make possible a balanced load, provide continuous inventory of all production and consumption, provide a specific registration of type and kind of all goods and services where produced and where used, provide specific registration of the consumption of each individual, plus a record and description of the individual. And, of course, technocracy is a totalitarian system of government where scientists, engineers, technicians monitor and control all aspects of personal and civil and civic life, economic, social, political, in which one party or maintains control of everything. And all distribution of energy resources, again, must be monitored and measured in order for this new world order system to come into place. So here we are. We've gotten the opt-out in California and many cities across the nation where, in fact, you're not required to have the smart meter. You pay an extortion fee, as we do here in California, $75 to opt out, and then an additional $10 every month in your bill. Well, the opt-out is being taken away from all of us. The County Board of Supervisors and our local city council members, particularly in the areas that have opted out, it's very interesting. You have to wonder if they did that to appease their constituents, knowing that the Climate Action Plan was on the heels and they could wash their hands of the idea that they had to continue to support the opt-out when they knew all along the Climate Action Plans were coming into place requiring smart meters. And again, it's eliminating all gas. This is extremely troublesome. Again, by eliminating resource availability to all of us, the tighter controls can be implemented. And, of course, gas is cheap, and that's being eliminated. But beyond the fact that it's requiring retrofitting, it's also going to tie into all multifamily ownership of rentals in the process of your annual business license. It's going to be tied to the requirement that all rental properties retrofit to Energy Star appliances. So they're going to increase the cost of rents, increase the cost of property ownership. There are many fines, penalties, and regulations associated with this massive scheme that requires not only smart meters, the elimination of gas, but it also requires that all new development be built with net zero electricity use by 2020. Well, what is net zero? Well, I'll tell you what the Department of Energy has to say about net zero. They say this is the real goal of energy use, and you can read this on stopthecrime.net on the Climate Action Plan link. They're aiming for zero. This is from the U.S. Department of Energy from their website. They say sustainability is not the same thing as zero energy. There is no such thing as zero energy. Energy does not exist in a vacuum. It always comes from somewhere and goes somewhere. Because there's always a cost to energy, trade-offs are inevitable in order to find a harmonious balance that offers the greatest efficiency and least impact on the environment. This is the ultimate goal, not to use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. It is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. They want the United States to plummet back in pre-Columbian era. We can see that with the Wildlands Project. In fact, you'll see that also under the Climate Action Plan link on StopTheCrime.net, the map of California, where it shows these corridors that are falling outside of the planned development areas where there will be no human access allowed. And that is all part of the Climate Action Plan as well. It's unbelievable the layers of the silent weapon system assault that we're all facing. We also put on StopTheCrime.net a TED Talk with Bill Gates. Very important to hear that talk. Not only does he talk about reducing the population with his vaccines in the beginning of this talk, but he says his one wish for humanity is zero CO2 emissions. Well, that's why there's a massive reduction in global population, because there is no such thing as zero. And I just told you what the Department of Energy said. They're aiming for zero. Bill Gates wants zero. And when you look at the Climate Action Plan, the goal by 2050, that's 2050, is 80% reduction of CO2 emissions below 1990 levels. Now, remember, they're really aiming for zero. I can tell you that they want to require solar and solar retrofitting on many different remodels, new construction, etc. That's a requirement. Again, they want 70% reduction and increased 70% utilities used from renewable resources. Well, the big problem and the big gorilla in the room here with this whole entire climate change conversation is that nobody is talking about the geoengineering. And just about a week ago, while searching for some of this climate change information, on the Harvard Kennedy School Belfer Center website, our research team found the Geoengineering Policy Research Fellowship request, and they say, geoengineering is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. And they go on to tell us that they're looking for fellows that will assist with international discussions and researchers and policymakers to affect the policy on who will gain control, ultimately, of the manipulation of the weather. They go on to tell us in that link that the Geoengineering Policy Research Fellows will be expected to work in collaboration with the faculty at Harvard Kennedy School, along with international organizations such as Solar Radiation Management Governance Initiative to improve the understanding and the options for governance of geoengineering. They say because it appears that most individual states could readily use these tools to alter the global climate unilaterally. So right now, they're conspiring to create policies of global governance on the entire weather control operation that has been a secret that they won't talk about. And when I recently interviewed a weather meteorologist and asked what he saw on his devices with the chemtrailing or the geoengineering, he declined to admit that there was any such thing. But during the conversation, he did say, if there was such a thing, then of course all of the policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions would really be for naught. We wouldn't need to do all of these things now, would we? And we would not want to admit to geoengineering because we need to encourage all of these policies. Well, what is really happening here is they're rewriting an entire new industry and a corporate history. They're collapsing the United States into the green technology ideas. They're collapsing everything about how we live in our homes. They're going to be radiating us with the smart meters. That's the ultimate goal, to get everything hooked up to smart meters. And we know that the smart meter is a mesh grid network of frequencies. It's been planned.
Okay, but let me stop you and say, you've painted kind of a dire picture here. I mean, there are probably people sitting out there saying, I give up. That's it. I'm done. I mean, what can we say to people, though, Deborah, in the area of positive? Because I know our next guest, Marshall Masters, is going to be talking in terms of how we can change things and how things are starting to change. So you don't see any hope? It's just we're all going to die by Friday kind of stuff?
No, absolutely not. The hope is the fact that knowledge is, with knowledge, we're not as easily deceived. We need to know that these climate action plans are in every city. They're in your city right now. And so what do you need to do about it? You need to understand what they entail. So by discussing what they entail, hopefully that will encourage people to march down to their cities. Create local community groups so that you can understand, get this information out within your community, tell your city you do not want them to sign on to this climate action plan. They must resist these plans. And it's important because it is requiring smart meters. And smart meters, of course, is all disguised as promoting new energy efficiency when actually it's set up for deep spying and behavior modification programs, hooked up to fusion centers, facial recognition software, HD cameras in stores and schools, and attached to pulse beam microwave emitters to entrain our moods and block our thoughts. And, of course, all of this data is shared with NSA. So we must resist. We can't consent. The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars says their victory is our consent. And we're consenting by lack of knowledge. So what do? We become informed with the policies that are occurring right now in your town. And you do not consent. You do not consent. Now, one of the most important aspects of this is that you must ask for the contract. We asked for the contract behind the climate action plan, and we received it. It's a memorandum of agreement where the cities already agreed to the climate action plan by accepting $1 million. The county has signed on, and all the cities will receive a portion of that to create their individual climate action plan. So they share $1 million to individually create the climate action plan. Now, we're being told at these meetings by the facilitators of, in fact, the county has selected ICF International. That's I, Charlie, F as in Frank. And this is who is controlling all the meetings. They're presenting all the literature that your local representatives are showing at your climate action meetings. This is a global consulting firm of massive manipulation. Just understand what you're dealing with. That is the battle, is understanding what the battle is. And you can't go into creating change if you don't know what the changes need to be. So by understanding what the climate action plan is going to require, complete monitoring of your home in every single way. If your car is idling over 5 minutes, you're going to get a ticket here.
Wow.
We're going to have specific routes within our urban areas for electric vehicles to be driven. Electric vehicles are going to be given the premier parking spaces. This plan goes on and on. It's going to require in new construction a 20% reduction in water use. Now, how they're going to achieve that is very difficult to understand. Again, it's going to likely require lots of in-home inspections because they're requiring weatherizing. Some of these things are good, and we should be conserving and be concerned with the environment. But it's all state-regulated. And what they're saying in the Santa Rosa Climate Action Plan that concludes in the plan, with this sentence, in the event that the greenhouse gas reductions do not occur as expected, the city will be able to modify and add further policies to the cap. Remember, that's climate action plan. That really means controlling all people. To ensure the city meets the local reduction target. They go on to say that the jurisdictions can tap into general obligation bonds to fund the items from the climate action plan. Translation, more unsustainable debt saddled onto our children and grandchildren. So we, by knowing, must not consent. We did not agree to these climate action plans. We did not sign these contracts. Your city did. Your cities
That's
are
right.
incorporated.
That's right. That's you very important.
Yes, you need to understand, you do not comply. You must now really, forcibly protect your analog meters. For those of you that still have analog meters, you now really need to protect them. They're coming after all the analog meters. They want everybody transitioning into the required RFID-chipped energy-efficient appliances. But beyond that, again, they're going to have rebate programs by the utility companies. In fact, it's important to understand your utility companies and your public utility commissions nationwide are working with your local governments to enact these climate policy plans. In fact, it says here in the climate action plan that is from the city of Covina in Southern California, and they call theirs the Energy Action Plan. So it's either going to be called the Climate Action Plan or the Energy Action Plan. It's very important on this plan in Covina in Southern California. Southern California Edison is the energy supplier down in that area, and it is funded by Southern California Edison. And they go on to say it is under the auspices of the California Public Utility Commission. So for people that have been going to your local public utility commissions in your state seeking requests to stop the smart meters, they're funding the climate action plan or the energy action plans to require that smart meters be deployed. This is a military deployment of frequencies. This is all a psychotronic weaponized warfare that we're in.
Okay, so we got to go to this break. We got to go to this break. 3 minute break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Deborah Tavares. And I want to know, how do we resist? How do we say no? StopTheCrime.net is one website. And, of course, the website we had on regarding smart meters yesterday. We'll be back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley and Deborah Tavares. This is The Power Hour. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. Now, we want to know, how can we say no? How can we resist in all of this? What have you done to resist this, Deborah?
Yes. Well, what we're doing here in Northern California is attending all of the meetings. So about the presentation for the Climate Action Plan that just kicked off last week. And we're going to meetings tonight. Now, I want to say again, these meetings are all based on the Delphi technique, which is a predetermined outcome. Very important to understand that the memorandum of agreement for this climate action plan, everybody needs to go down to their planning department and request the contract behind the climate action plan. In that memorandum of agreement, where they accept the $1 million amongst all of the cities to split for the creation of their individual climate action plan, they say the county has selected ICF Jones and Stokes to act as the lead consultant for the GRIP, G-R-I-P, GRIP, that's right, the CAP, controlling all people with the GRIP. That's what this is really about. And the GRIP stands for Greenhouse Gas Reduction Implementation Program. That's what this is. Now, when you research ICF, and this, again, is important, this is how you fight against this, is by knowing what your fight is. It's important to understand who ICF International is. It provides and furnishes all the materials, again, that are used in our local presentations. It is a multinational, international consulting firm of global manipulation. They have contracts with the CDC for marketing for the CDC. They work with the Department of Homeland Security for program support services. They enable climate change interventions in Central and West Asia. They also work with the IRS in measuring and improving customer satisfaction with the IRS. So it's very, very important to understand who is really behind the scenes of these local climate action plans. So you attend these meetings. You do not allow these meetings to be Delphi'd. First of all, they're supposed to put these meetings in the newspaper. We've gone to 4 meetings thus far. Again, this is a fundamental business change in every single city, and there were not more than 20 people. A good portion of them were the facilitators, and a good portion of them were people that wanted to ask questions about how the climate Climate Action Plan was supposed to work. Again, it requires managing of all parking supplies. It supports the urban growth boundary. Again, this is all part of the Wildlands Project. This is ultimately land theft through rules, regulations, and restrictions of rural property, because it's creating urban growth boundaries where you're not allowed to build outside of these urban growth boundaries. Well, you need to go find out in your city, what is your urban growth boundary plan? Find out if you're in it or out of it. Because if you're out of it, your roads are not going to be repaired. You're not going to be able to pull permits if you're in a rural area for an extra well or to build a barn. This is what is important for everyone to understand. You must learn what your current reality is. You must work locally to get this information out to as many community members as possible. Remember, when you go to these meetings, they're Delphi. They will not allow you to speak. They'll show you a PowerPoint. They'll tell you they will not take any questions, that you're then to go split up around the perimeter of the room and write your questions on these little post-it notes and put them on board. So this is how these meetings are conducted. Don't settle for the way the meetings are conducted. I will tell you what it said in the local newspaper after the meeting we just attended. It says, climate disruption. I attended the first Climate Action Open House workshop, and I thought it was a great thing that local government was taking climate change seriously. Again, remember, and let everyone know, this is a hoax. Global warming is a hoax. It's important to look at the Iron Mountain Report. Understand what came out in 1966 during John F. Kennedy's administration, and it came out after he was assassinated when Johnson was president.
Okay, we'll be back. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back for our final 3 minutes with Deborah Tavares. Wow. And we've got so much more. So much more I wish we could do. We'll be back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley with Deborah Tavares. It's no secret that...